are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, you guys are going to love this. It is the Oreo Cookie's birthday. Yep, happy birthday, Oreo Cookie. You know, I didn't like Oreo cookies because I just like chocolate, and I really thought that the Oreo didn't taste as chocolatey as something that chocolatey covered could be. But, you know, it's still a yummy cookie, and it's good in ice cream. I guess the same year the Titanic sank, back in 1912, the Oreo biscuit was made. They called it Oreo biscuit, probably because, you know, across the pond, they call cookies biscuits over there. It was produced by National Biscuit Company, which was later known as Nabisco. Yeah, see, this is cool stuff. 1921, the name changed to Oreo sandwich. And then since 1937, it has been called the Oreo cream sandwich, Oreo cookie. Okay, and then, of course, there's a song that I'm singing off key to. And then it's been sold in so many. Now, this is interesting, though. Okay, this is where I get mad. I had no idea that there's all these different flavors of Oreo. Apparently, China sells Oreos with raspberry, blueberry, or orange mango filling. Can you imagine a raspberry, blueberry I need to go online and order these. Indonesia has a strawberry, blueberry, or orange filling. Mexico has an Oreo trio chocolate. Oh, my gosh, chocolate tres. Three different kinds of chocolate in each Oreo. One each of the two cookies and a third in the filling. Oh, that's nice. And then there's a birthday cake Oreo featuring colored sprinkles in a vanilla-flavored theme, debuted in late February, and will be on store shelves through April. Oh, my. Did you guys know that? I know. We get double stuff. I like chocolate-filled Oreos with the chocolate cream, but I don't see those. Oh, you want to know what my favorite candy is? My favorite candy is the Kit Kat that has the chocolate wafer on the inside, and you never see it. You never see them again. That's frustrating. Absolutely frustrating. All right. Well, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Got a lot to talk about. Animal House, by the way, is coming up with a musical. They're going to do a musical of Animal House, right? Yeah, right, from the 1970s? That's going to be good. Oh, we got to talk about that. We got to talk about that. All right. But a lot of interesting stuff. I guess at MIT, some of these people aren't cool enough, so they're actually teaching them some social skills. So we're going to be talking about what I guess the MIT people need to do. Apparently, children with asthma are more at risk for shingles. And I guess they have found that asthmatic kids don't really get what they need to from these asthmatic medications. You're seeing this more and more, how they're going to have to change medicines for those of us that aren't slim anymore. All right, because many of these medicines were designed for the average kilogram type person or average kilogram type kid. And even though, like, one of my children, he's skinny, but he weighs more than I did when I was twice his age. So because people are getting bigger, they're going to have to go back and make some changes. I also want to talk about this NFL bounty. Did you guys know about this? Where actually, I guess the Saints are being scrutinized, as well as some other sports teams, for actually having a bounty where, I guess, I'll tell you a little bit about it, but knocking off targeted opponents would be given a reward in terms of some of the players. And so that's, I guess, not allowed. We need to talk about that. And I guess Robert Kennedy is back in the news because the killer, all right, who we believe, Saran Saran, apparently is saying that there was another person involved and he was supposed to be the decoy. So we're going to kind of investigate a little bit about that. So as you can see, very, 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 very cool. Also, if we have time, I guess a newborn has died because he received herpes from a circumcision. How the heck does that happen? I'm blown. I'm still freaking out how Oreo turned 100. So please call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your comments, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter. You can email us at drdahlia.com. We got Kyle working the dials, and a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. All right. So it looks like there was going to be a cholesterol combo pill that might have also hit the market, and I guess FDA say, no, hold on. Apparently, they didn't want to endorse or they didn't want to pass a medication from Merck, where Merck included Lipitor. Now, remember, Lipitor was Pfizer's drug, but now that it's generic, I think it's free game. So I guess Merck was going to use atorvastatin from Lipitor as well as Zetia and do a combo pill. Now, isn't there already a combo pill? Yeah, it's called Vytorin. You have Zocor, right, simvastatin, and Zetia, and it works actually really well. But remember, these pharmaceutical companies are going to reinvent the same thing because they need more medicines out there on the market. Remember, as you lose a patent, you need to still make blockbuster drugs. So just like what they do with movies, you know how they just are they replaying The Godfather? In my town, they're replaying The Godfather, but I think they're doing it 3D. Yeah, you know, when you run out of ideas, you just replay old movies. And then you digitalize it to 3D. Are you guys noticing that? Star Wars. Did you guys hear about that? Star Wars is going to be back in the theater for a fourth time because they're going to make Star Wars 3D. Now, of course, my kids are like, oh, I want to go, even though I've seen the movies 2,000 times. But they just they are classics. I mean, sometimes you just can't, you know, beat that. So you just take a classic and you redo it. And I guess they're going to redo it 3D. So here with these medications, with these combo pills, I'm a huge fan of combo pills because I think we take too many pills already. You know, let's say your cholesterol is high, but they haven't knocked down your triglycerides or your LDL, the bad cholesterol, needs to be knocked down more. This Zetia medication, which actually works on the breast border in your small intestine, helps prevent additional absorption of your triglycerides and cholesterol. As opposed to your statin medication, the atorvastatin, rivastatin, simvastatin, what they do is they prevent you from making the cholesterol to begin with. So when you have those combo pills, they actually work really, really well. It's just, it sounds like to me they're doing the same thing. So FDA is asking Merck for more details. All right, you know, if we're going to approve another drug, same drug, we need to know why. My problem is it going to be more expensive? All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Call it now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net.
Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I mean, this is just fascinating stuff. You know, I'm reading up on what happened with Robert Kennedy, and unfortunately, you know, I wasn't old enough to, actually, I wasn't alive yet at that time to, you know what was going on and be able to follow it as a child. And so I guess, you know, Sharon, we've all known of, he is the one that had been arrested. And I guess there has always been, and you guys may actually know more about the subject than I do, so please, of course, chime in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, where there was the possibility of a second shooter. And I guess it was believed at the time that it might have been Thane Eugene Caesar, who was the security guard that was escorting Kennedy as he was going to be, receiving the California Democrats' primary endorsement. Now, from what they're saying, they are the lawyers for Sharon, who I believe is now like in his late 60s. I guess he's serving a life sentence in Pleasant Valley State Prison. Although that's interesting. Okay, the shooter of Robert Kennedy, right, is serving a life sentence, yet John Hinckley Jr. is about to be released. This is ridiculous. Okay. Anyway, apparently he said that he was supposed to be a decoy and that Caesar shot Robert Kennedy from behind. Now, again, you know, just like with JFK, the autopsy or a lot of the results have been kept hush-hush. So, you know, you're hearing reports that many of the gunshot wounds that Robert Kennedy sustained couldn't have come from the front. And at that point, okay, well, then why don't they look at to see who was behind? They also said they never examined Caesar's firearm, which makes no sense. Now, if you think you're confused, get this. Apparently, Saran Saran said he was hypnotized. That conspirators had hypnotized him, right, into doing the diversion shooting so that somebody close to him could shoot. So I guess they're trying to get him off immediately. I don't know why this is now coming about in 2012 with all this time. And, they're rehashing a very, very sad story. But honestly, I never thought any of the Kennedy assassinations, had fully disclosed information to us. I think there's a lot of kooky stuff. And maybe at that point, they just, I'm reading this as I go, sorry, saying three bullets struck Kennedy's body while a fourth passed harmlessly through the shoulder of his suit coat. The assassination was not captured by any cameras, but the sounds of the shooting were perceived on the audio tape of a single cassette recorder. All right, so I'm trying to look. They say Saran's lawyers say the audio tape reveals that a second gun fired at least five shots in addition to the eight shots fired by their client. Pepper and Dusick, as I guess the lawyers, based this on an analysis of the recording of the audio tape, who has concluded that the sounds of the 13 shots can be counted on the tape, even though there were only eight bullets in Saran's one and only gun. So, if you're hearing more bullets than the ones that could have been in the gun, there was another shooter. That's where they're saying. Oh, that's going to be interesting if he gets off. Again, why is this coming out now? I don't know. They say for decades after the 1968 assassination, Saran claimed he could not remember the Kennedy shooting. Pepper and Dusick argue this because he was hypno-programmed by conspirators to fire his gun in the pantry and to then forget the shooting. His programming and those who programmed him. Do you guys believe in hypnotherapy? I actually do. I mean, I've had people that swear they were hypnotized. I think the mind could be manipulated. I mean, in this particular case, I don't know. I mean, that's a great defense. I was hypnotized, I guess. But I do believe it. I've though never seen it. You know, I've never seen it to the point where I could say, and I've never let somebody do it on me. I don't want to. You know, my fear is they're going to, you know, come up with a word like chocolate and I start taking off my clothes. And me, because I love chocolate, you know, I'd be taking off my clothes all the time. So, no, I don't want to rehash the past of my college days. No, I'm joking. Okay, so no. So anyway, I've never let myself be hypnotized. But probably that would be the proof I need. But I still think it's out there and I still think it's plausible. And this particular one, Saran, no. So now, I mean, is that true? I mean, I got to admit, that would be pretty easy. If you hear the shots on the audio tape and it's a clear audio tape, right, and he only had X amount of bullets that he could shoot, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. Honestly, you know, these conspirators, they're pretty crafty people. It's just, I don't know what they're going to do all these years later, even if the other person is still alive. All right, let's move on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what's going on with this NFL bounty? All right, so I guess the NFL has uncovered a big money bounty program, they said, for players of the New Orleans Saints. All right, and they think it also has extended to other teams like Buffalo Bills, Titans, Redskins, Jaguars, that they may be expected to hear from the NFL soon as they're being scrutinized for this. All right. Apparently, let me see. Was this the defensive coordinator? Yeah. The ex-Saints defensive coordinator Williams has admitted and apologized for running a bounty pool, Greg Williams, of up to $50,000 over the past three seasons that rewarded players with $1,000 playoffs for knocking targeted opponents out of games. Ooh. That's nasty. He will meet Monday with NFL investigators in the New York area, according to two people familiar with the investigation. Well, that's nice. He says it was a terrible mistake and we knew it was wrong while we were doing it. You know, I always wondered that. You know, when you see somebody like, you know, in the Super Bowl or even in the playoffs and they just get knocked out and they're good players and they get knocked out for a knee and you just wonder, you know, what did they have to hit that hard? You know, wow. So, I mean, I don't know if anybody in the Super Bowl this year is going to be implicated in this. You know, it looks like they're looking more right now at the Buffalo Bills and the Titans, et cetera. But, you know, what kind of money are they talking about here? They say NFL said payoffs were made by the Saints for inflicting game-ending injuries on targeted players, including quarterbacks Brett Favre and Kurt Warner. Knockouts, quote-unquote, were worth $1,500 and cart-offs $1,000, with payments doubled or tripled for the playoffs. No wonder. You know when I see somebody knocked down, sometimes you see the other guys go, yeah, you know, yeah, and then they go off. I mean, maybe this really is, wow, that would be horrible. Absolutely horrible. See, I know y'all are thinking I'm a girl. I would, if I was on the opposing team, especially with my medical background, go over and go, oh, are you okay? Are you okay? Can I help you? See, I would never last on an NFL football team, would I? All right. Boy, no punishments have been handed out, but they can include suspensions, fines, and loss of draft picks. Several players around the league have said the Saints and Williams weren't the only ones with such a system. So I guess many people knew this system existed, and nobody said anything. That is uncool. I mean, it's hard to prove, though. You sack somebody, you know, I mean, it's wow. I guess, well, wait a second, unnecessary roughness. Isn't there unnecessary roughness in basketball? I know. Yes, my husband will give me a lesson. All right, I'll have my husband give me a lesson in sports lingo. But is unnecessary roughness basketball? So if unnecessary roughness is basketball, maybe they need an unnecessary roughness for the NFL. See, this is why my kids wouldn't play football, because I would be out there, you know, I'm the mama, right, the mama bear. I would be so mad. I'd be like, oh, unnecessary roughness, not cool. Leave my baby alone. He's my baby. My kids would be like, really, Mom? I still do that just to embarrass them. You know, like my kid will go up there for a school play, right, and he'll do some, you know, beautiful acting job or singing or whatever. He'll sit down, you know, and of course I'm in back because I always get there late because of work. And I'm like, oh, that's my baby. Oh, that's my baby. You know, and I'm pretending to cry with my with my Kleenex. And my husband even walks away. He's like, you're embarrassing me, woman. Quit embarrassing me. All right, well, speaking about embarrassing, Paula Deen is being sued. Okay, no, not because of diabetes. Paula Deen and her brother apparently own a restaurant, the Uncle Bubba's Seafood and Oyster House in Savannah. Ooh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Uncle Bubba's Seafood and Oyster House. Apparently, the brother had brought, allegedly, inescapable pornography to the workplace all the time, visited pornographic websites in the kitchen computer, and did not log off. All right, Lisa Jackson was the manager, and she is the one filing suit. Hears also asked Jackson to bring photos of herself to work when she was younger, reportedly telling her, you have nice legs. He is also accused of making comments about other women on staff, calling them fat girls, as well as making sexually suggestive and racial jokes. Apparently, he tried to kiss her on the face, too. Okay, you see, as a boss, you can't be doing that kind of stuff. And I got to tell you, porn, a lot of you, okay, may not realize that you could get in trouble for having porn at work. We had somebody years ago that had some porn sites at work, and he got in trouble because he was on his break. You aren't allowed to do that. You can't look at porn at work. You're going to be sued for sexual harassment. Okay? No porn. Solitaire good, porn bad. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, my gosh. Are you guys getting allergies? Are you? No? I cannot breathe. Cannot breathe. But I shouldn't complain. I'm looking right now. What happened in San Francisco? They had two earthquakes. One was 2.8 and then another 4.0. I'm really watching the Pacific Northwest. You guys know that. Because that's what all the scientists are predicting. There's supposed to be a big one at the Pacific Northwest. Big like New Zealand, Chile, and Japan big. That kind of big. So I'm kind of keeping an eye on that. Snooki's pregnant. Oh, I don't care. Snooki's pregnant. Demi Moore is out of rehab. Yay. Good for Demi Moore. I tell you. You know, that's an in thing. Okay, bad publicity is good publicity. You know that. I mean, you know, people are like, oh, why is everybody giving Demi Moore a bad rap? Well, they're not giving her a bad rap. They're giving her publicity. Nobody was talking about Demi Moore until she had her, I guess, Whippet Fest. And then what else did she do? I guess she was drinking Red Bulls for all her meals. And then a bunch of, you know, kids were like, oh, I could do that. I could go on Red Bulls and lose weight, too. Yeah. So, you know, it's all, you guys, you really have to watch what's going on in Hollywood with a grain of salt. Okay, remember, they need media. You need media. You know, radio hosts need media too, right? That's what I think part of this whole Rush Limbaugh thing was. I mean, he has been talked about now for days. He's been in the in the news, and then everybody was listening to his apology. You know, it was, even I was. I was doing morning drive today for Heidi Harris, and I was driving to work after doing morning drive and turned Rush on. Listened to it, and it was, I mean, he really sounded sincere. He was like, those were the wrong words, I'm sorry. He really sounded sincere. And, you know, people are like, oh, he's probably regretting this, or his bosses are probably regretting this. I don't know. Again, people are listening. You know, you want people listening. Well, Dr. Dahlia, you need to do something. No, I don't want to do a gimmick. I don't want to insult anybody. I don't want to be mean. I just want to tell it like it is. I do not want to do that. Well, Dr. Dahlia, maybe you should go to rehab. I don't do anything to go to rehab. I mean, maybe chocolate. You know, I could go to a chocolate farm to try to stop eating chocolate. But I haven't had chocolate now in 6 hours. I've had chocolate for 6 hours. I'm Dr. Dahlia. And it's been 6 hours since my last chocolate. Hi, Dr. Dahlia. So that's kind of interesting stuff. Okay, now what's going on with our Levi jeans? Apparently they say sandblasting jeans is linked to lung cancer. All right, Fox News is reporting that Target has joined the ranks of other clothing stores who have banned the practice of sandblasting denim jeans. The technique has been linked with an incurable form of lung cancer, per the Daily Mail. Fox reports sandblasting is a factory technique used to make jeans and other clothing look distressed or worn in. It involves firing minute particles of silica on high pressure at denim, which gives the fabric a faded appearance. Oh, I used to love those jeans in the 80s. And then you'd start cutting holes in them. My mom would flip. You're buying a pair of pants and then you're cutting them and you want them used? Why don't you wear the new jeans? She couldn't understand that concept. Factory workers who inhale the silica dust are in danger of developing silicosis, which is a fatal pulmonary disease. Silicosis, you don't want to get that. Target said it is exploring other ways to express denim, such as scraping the material by hand, a more laborious but safer process. Textile workers can simply distress denim by hand with safer tools. Why don't you just, I mean, if you want to sell a pair of jeans, and if this is what these kids are into, why don't you take a whole bunch of jeans outside to the parking lot, let it get rained on, let it get snowed on, let it get muddy, take a truck, drive over it back and forth, let a dog come by, take a dump on the pants, drive over it some more, wash it off and sell them. That seems a lot easier than by hand trying to wreck the jeans. Other stores, including Levi, H&M, and Versace, oh, this is a fancy, is it Versailles, Versace, have already banned factory sandblasting. You know, I live in Las Vegas, and when you're driving down, I don't know if it's Spring Mountain, one of the hotels advertises some of the stores. And I was with, I guess, my husband's aunt, and we were looking for the entrance into this hotel, and I saw channel, C-H-A-N-E-L. I'm like, there, turn channel right there. Turn it channel. And my husband's aunt is like, that's Chanel. Like, oh, okay, well then turn there. I never, I think I heard of it. It just, I never, you can tell I don't shop there. Target, I do. And I hate calling it Target. I really do. Okay, what's going on? We're not done yet. No, we're not done yet. There's still more Dr. Dahlia. By the way, you guys could call in anytime, you know. If you don't like what I'm talking about, you want to change the subject, because we're going to talk about a good one now. We're talking about circumcision and herpes. This is a juicy one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, what's this here? Excuse me. You get the gas. I am sorry. Oh, my. See, everybody gets mad at Rush Limbaugh. Nobody cares if I burp. A 2-week-old infant died, this is serious, people, at a Brooklyn hospital in September after contracting herpes through a religious circumcision. They say a controversial religious circumcision ritual reported by New York Daily News. A spokesperson for the city medical examiner said the unidentified baby boy died at Maimonides Hospital. They said the official cause of death was listed as, quote-unquote, disseminated herpes simplex virus type 1, complicating ritual circumcision with oral suction. Okay. Now, I don't know if any of you are familiar with circumcision, all right? We circumcised our children. We had them oil. They used a clamp, right? And they used Mogen clamp. It only lasted a couple seconds. The kid did great. But apparently, ultra-Orthodox Jewish circumcision, known as the Mitziah Bepeh, if I pronounce that right, the rabbi or moil removes the blood from the wound with his mouth. Okay? The Brit Milah, also known as a circumcision, is a rite of passage, as we all know. Boys have to get it by day 7 or 8. I'm sorry. I'm reading this as I go. I should know. All right. No, don't they? Okay, boy, this is ridiculous. I should know this. Okay. Now, I've performed circumcisions where we used a plasti bell. We used a gonko. Because we weren't religious, we didn't, you know, put our mouths. But I guess in the Orthodox, I guess in some Orthodox circles, they actually use their mouth. So if the moyle had type 1 herpes on his mouth, then he passed it to the child. This is what they're saying. And then unfortunately died. Oh, that is horrible. I've never seen that. I've never seen that. Now, of course, you know, I'm a big proponent of circumcision. Huge, okay, day 8. Thank you, day 8. Big proponent of circumcision. I can't tell you how many boys that don't get a circumcision end up getting phimosis. They get the head of the penis stuck, and then they have to go in and have general surgery to have something done. We've had grown men that we've had to go back and circumcise. Not to mention, there's been many studies showing proof that penile cancer is lessened because you have less trapping of the HPV virus, less trapping of HIV, etc. I've never heard of this where a newborn dies. This is absolutely horrifying. So we'll see if we get some more information on this. But wow, I mean, just, oh, that just blows my mind. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Let's go to ice cream. All right. Let's go to ice cream. I need to talk about something happy. Ice cream can be as addictive as cocaine. They say a team at the Oregon Research Institute says it has found that the brain is wanting more and more ice cream the same way as a person who regularly uses cocaine. All right? They say overeating high-fat or high-sugar foods appear to change how the brain responded and in turn downgraded the mental reward. This downregulation pattern is seen with frequent drug use, where the more an individual uses a drug, the less reward they receive. Well, that's right. That first scoop of ice cream, you're in la-la land. I'd be in la-la land if my allergies go away. You would just be in La La Land. But the more you eat, then the more you become tolerant to. That's the term they're using. All participants wanted the ice cream, but those who ate the most enjoyed it less and less. Instead, they had to eat more of it to experience the same level of enjoyment. Hence, you could get weight gain. You know what I like? I like Rocky Road ice cream with strawberry syrup. That's my favorite type of ice cream. All right, don't go away. We got more on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Got it. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Your Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me there. Facebook. And, you know, if you ever miss any of the Dr. Dahlia Show, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. There is an on-demand button that hooks you right up to GCN, and you can hear shows 24/7. Also, we have an area where you could hook up to my podcast or to my archives. We make it very, very easy. I know many of you are very, very busy. And by the way, thank you for all the guest book posts. A lot of my trekkers are posting, hopefully not posting while driving. But thank you. I love to hear where you guys are listening from. So you go to my website. It says guest book. Love to see the comments. Of course, keep them clean. Keep them clean. Okay, what's this? The world's worst tourists are American? Okay, a recent Living Social survey showed that Americans may live up to their poor reputation while traveling abroad. But most of those surveyed identify themselves as Americans. So I guess Americans think that Americans are the worst tourists. The results show that Americans, as well as Canadians and Australians, all named U.S. travelers as the world's worst tourists. They say those in the U.S. ranked themselves as the worst travelers by a shocking 20%, followed by 15% saying the Chinese were the most substandard tourists. In the survey, 5,600 people in five countries were polled. However, hatred for the stereotypical fanny pack-toting American wasn't universal in the study. This is reported by Daily Mail. The Irish ranked the British as the worst travelers, and the British thought very poorly of German tourists. They say American travelers are stereotyped in a number of ways. The most common is that they wear unflattering casual clothing like cargo pants, sweatshirts, white trainers, and baseball caps, and they talk too loudly. Wait a second. I was in Disneyland a few weeks ago. I hope they're not talking. That's what I wore. Some think that speaking loudly equates speaking clearly. In addition, 4 out of 10 U.S. respondents said they accidentally packed or intentionally stole items from hotels, with towels being the most popular items to snatch. I've stolen towels, but not because I wanted to. It's just because when I scoop everything up at the end, in a more positive light, the study showed another American misconception was not true. They are well-traveled. The study shows that 78% of Americans have visited at least one foreign country. Can't tell Canada, Mexico versus Europe. And many people would like to visit more. Okay, well, you know, if you're going to call us names, we're not going to visit your country. We'll spend our money elsewhere. Thank you. All right. What's going on here in MIT? Social skills, right, inside MIT's Charm School, where super smart students take life lessons. Staff at MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, you know, that's when, well, I guess Benjamin Netanyahu went to MIT. He is very, very classy, isn't he? Very suave, dapper. All right, staff at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have been urging their brilliant but notoriously nerdy students to enroll in the college. Okay, this is from Daily Online. I don't think many MIT students are nerdy. I mean, I was at the top of my class. Was I a nerd? Really? Do I seem like I'm a nerd? Yeah? Okay. Well, I guess. Takes one to know one. They are taught important life skills such as how to use a knife and fork properly, how to shake hands, and why it is important not to wear clothes with a three-week-old mustard stain on them. Come on, MIT. Oh, yeah, see, its alumni include Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. See, I knew. General Kofi Annan, astronaut Buzz Aldrin. See? Okay, however, apparently, this charm school, I guess, how many students enroll in this? Other classes, how to dress for success, dating etiquette. Oh, I could have used some dating etiquette, big time. How to shake hands and body language. Dr. Dahlia, could you please keep your knees together when you're wearing a skirt? Oh, sorry, sir. All right, let me see. All right. 6 charm credits gets them a bachelor's degree. 8 earns them a master's. And 10 entitles them to a full-fledged doctorate. Oh, that's no fair. You see, once you're in the school, then you could get a doctorate. I don't know if I could do charm school. You have to have really good grammar, don't you? Yeah, you got to speak really good. I'm not really good with public speaking. I'm not. I'm kind of shy. I don't know if I could do charm school. I remember my friends wanted me to join cotillion. Yeah, my mom practically laughed right out of her chair. Really? Really? Don't, I mean, but, you know, I did the whole balancing the book, you know. See, the problem is I grew breasts very early. And they kind of grew to the point where, you know, you miss the first 6 letters of the alphabet. And so I really had trouble with my balance. I always did. Always had trouble with my balance. Okay. Now, what's going on here with children and their asthma? Okay. All right, a few things. Okay, one is many children are not responding well to these inhaled corticosteroids. Remember, a lot of these doses are one dose fits all. And now that kids are getting a little bit more obese, the levels may need to be changed. So my recommendation is if you have a child, and I don't even want to use the word obese, but a higher BMI. I mean, my boys, they're built like their dad. Okay, they're stocky kids, but they're not fat by any means, but they're stocky. So, you know, just talk to your doctor. If you don't think the medicine regimen is working, it's because they may need something a little bit more adult dose. I mean, we're supposed to go by weight, but sometimes we don't want to with, you know, our children because, again, they're only 5 or they're only 8. So I would say, you know, just kind of keep in mind, don't, you know, if an asthma medicine regimen isn't working, switch gears. Now, apparently children with asthma are at higher risk for shingles also. Now, we thought shingles only really hits adults. I mean, I've known it'll hit younger people. But shingles, remember, is your chickenpox that goes dormant and then it decides to come back out when you're stressed. Well, what stresses you? Steroids. So sometimes if you're given steroids, that shingles will come out. So they say children with asthma have a higher risk of developing shingles. Now, 1 million people are infected with herpes zoster every year, and we have a vaccine, okay? Usually hits people over age 60, and they're starting to say you can vaccinate at age 50. It used to be you have to wait till you're 60, then they realize, well, duh, you know, maybe we should do it a little bit earlier. And one shot should do it for adults. But now you have kids that have never had a history of shingles that are now coming out with it, and this is painful. Remember, with shingles, even for grown-ups, for those of you listening, a lot of times you think it's a bite. You think you got bit by something. And then you take a look, and you see these little, like blisters. And then you're like, well, that's kind of odd. I'll put a salve on it or some cream. And then it gets worse, and it hurts, and it burns, and it itches. And it's usually one side of the body. Now, people always go, Dr. Dolly, am I contagious? You are contagious to somebody who's never had chickenpox. If there's a baby in the house, a newborn that's never had chickenpox, and they touch the shingles, you're going to give them chickenpox because it's a varicella virus. The varicella virus is what causes shingles and chickenpox. However, if your wife had the chickenpox already, your daughter, etc., no, you're not going to give shingles. Your wife won't catch shingles from you. All right, but because you don't know who at work could have it, we always tell people keep covered up. Okay, now catch it early. This stuff has to be caught early. The earlier you catch it and institute the antivirals, the better. If not, you get the breakout all along that dermatome. Because remember, the shingles decides to get quiet and live in your nerve. So if it decides to, along that nerve, which is why it would be one side of the body, nerve pain, you can't rub away. Okay, you can maybe bang your elbow, right? Sometimes the funny bone, it'll smart a little bit. Maybe you could get it to go away a little bit. But when you have shingles, that sucker is going to live there until it quiets down. And we could be talking weeks. Sometimes the pain could go on indefinitely. We call that post-herpetic neuralgia. Okay? So my recommendation is as soon as you see any bumps that pop up, get it checked out. But Dr. Dahlia, what if I've had the shingles vaccine already? Why waste my time at the doctor? No, you go. I really apologize. I'm not making fun of callers. It's just sometimes I have to do a different voice so you guys know it's a caller. No, I'm not trying to Phil Hendry it. He's amazing. But sometimes I have to use a different voice so you know it's another caller. Okay, I'm not saying all of you sound like that. You don't all sound like this. I probably sound like this, but you don't all sound like this. So go get your herpes shot, please. Please. Thank you. All right, guys. All right, we are going to be back for another hour. If you could stay with us, please do. If not, have a great rest of the way home. This is Dr. Dahlia.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.